Hey, welcome to the Making Awesome podcast. This is episode, 177? 177 episodes, man. It's always a fun one. Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking all about finding your passion and not losing it, because that's a very easy thing to do. We got some awesome people here hanging out. If you are joining us live, thank you for showing up. Leave a like if you don't mind. Subscribe if that's something that you feel as though we deserve. And if you don't feel we deserve it yet, hey, hang out. Maybe we'll be able to change your mind by the end of the show. We got DaVinci10 here hanging out. Max is here. Famelicious. I always don't get those names right. Duff is here as well. We have David Connor Shover is here. Sanjay is here. Jake the Joke Goat is here. And Kevin Deck are all here hanging out in those comments, in the chat. So if you guys do want to kind of join in on the conversation, you can do so by just in the live chat here on YouTube. That's something that you want to be able to participate in. We are working on a concept to do a live call-in show. I don't exactly know how we're going to do it because this is a one-person operation. There is no editing. There's no back-end producer, anything like that. And of course, the potential of getting like Rickrolled or Baba Booey'd on air is pretty high when you just like publicly throw a link for people. But I don't know. We'll see. Something that I want to try out. And I would try it out with our Discord, which is available at the $10 tier and higher. You like how we can integrate those in there all the time via the links in the description down below. But I know they're the ones that I have to be the most, problematic with. Because they're the ones that are gonna do the Baba Booey's. But anyways, let's get into more of the discussion about passions, right? A lot of you are incredibly passionate about 3D printing, and most likely, if you're here, you're watching this, you're listening to this, whatever it is, you have passion regarding 3D printing to some extent, right? Whether it is something that you look forward to, or it's something that you do for a living, there is definitely some things that can go wrong when a passion turns into a business. Now, Max actually mentioned it, and it's interesting because that was going to be like one of the strongholds of this episode, where he says, over 40 years ago, I took up photography as a hobby. As I got more proficient, I attempted to make it into a business and lost all interest in it as a hobby, and now I rarely even take photos. That is such a common thing, because as soon as you take something that you do because you love it and you do it because you want others to love it, you all of a sudden will lose some of that interest. That's a very normal thing. When a hobby becomes a jobby, it is, it's kind of a problem. We run into scenarios here where I will just get burned out on 3D printing as a whole. And while we will still do it for customers, it's not fun for me. And I know a lot of you that have turned your 3D printing passion into a business can understand that there's this thing. It's the same way with making videos on YouTube. As soon as you go full-time YouTube, it's now a job. It's not like anything other than a job. It's a job. And for those that say content creation is easy, I would tell you that running 3D Musketeers has been so much easier for me than being a content creator. I can make money selling 3D printed parts, 3D scanning services, CAD, and all of that considerably easier than I can by growing a YouTube channel to a point where it is self-sustaining. And the big issue there is we have costs associated with videos that I can't just charge for, right? The idea of YouTube is the content goes for free. And you make money via brand deals, via sponsorships, via watch page ads, super chats, that kind of stuff. But I will tell you, pretty much never does that pay the bills at a channel of our size. Now, that will obviously change as the channel grows. It's why we as content creators bother and remind people with these call to action, so like, subscribe, and all of that. Because without it, all of a sudden, you feel as though you're not getting that value. I mean, literally, we were looking to make a video and a creator beat us to the punch. Their video got well over 100,000 views in 24 hours. That same video that I would have made would have gotten a quarter of that, if that. It has to do with audience reach. It has to do with it just, there are so many little factors that are involved with it. I mean, hell, our video on the Magneto X should have done much better than it did. And I'll be watching as other creators make videos too, because while they might have a larger reach, if their views are much larger than their larger reach, right, then we're just getting beat up by a, what's the right way to say it? By an invisible force, right? Any content creator understands that. So if you do want to start getting into something that you enjoy doing it for a business, there are factors that will be outside of your control. Factors such as the market changing, right? Any of you that were in 3D printing as a business, especially those that are focusing on B2B, now that Bamboo Printers have made 3D printing considerably easier for the end customer, we are seeing a lot of our smaller business go away, which is honestly okay with me, but we're seeing more of the big business ask questions about machines like that. And we steer them away because they're not suited for your type of industry because of log files and data collection and things like that. But when businesses start to go down that path, that means they're already beginning that research stage. That research stage should clue you in that you're about to be made irrelevant to them. Now, the funny thing that we run into is when clients will do this, well, they will just cut us out because they'll bring in their own in-house 3D printing. We will often get them back because they'll realize that it's not easy. And dealing with customer support, dealing with maintenance, dealing with warranties is a pain in the butt. And, you know, if they're a mean client, we charge them a little extra because you've wasted my time. Now it's time for me to make up for that. That's business, people. But passion has to kind of have an ebb and flow, right? As industries change, as your focus changes, as your desires in life change, you have to be willing to understand that your passions will change as well. And so you need to give yourself the right and kind of the okay to explore those new things, right? Play around with unique materials, unique machines for unique reasons. Just freaking do it. Who gives a damn? Send it. Just send it. You got nothing to lose by trying. And I can understand if you do this now as a business and you're trying to find a new passion, but that might not seem as though it is the greatest use of your time. And I'm going to go back to the content creation example and even the initial small business owner example. They're roughly the same. That when you realize that the more work that you put into your business, the more opportunities that you have. So you will work 7 days a week. You will work from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. You will ruin relationships because of this, whether they're friendships or otherwise. You will have a business that if you are living your business and nothing else, that is all you're going to be left with. Next week, we're going to talk all about the apple seed principle, where if you cut an apple open, you have a finite amount of seeds. But if you plant those seeds, there is an undefined level of apples that can grow from those seeds. And I'm not going to get into how some apple companies will deliberately make their seeds not be able to grow trees, because that's way too much tinfoil for this podcast. That's what we're talking about next week, where you want to invest in other people. And often that can also mean investing in yourself. But if you don't always look back, we'll have problems where you forget what made you love this in the first place, right? Anytime we get to do like a feel-good style project for a client where I'm not too worried about the money, like I want to make sure we get paid, but I'm more worried about solving their problem, fixing an issue. That's a case where I really find my passion. I find my passion in helping others, right? It's why I'm passionate about the YouTube channel, even though it's a hell of a drain, right? I woke up this morning to 4 just hate comments, just pure hate comments. It was the only 4 comments we got overnight. Why? I honestly don't, I have some idea, but they were on the Magneto X video. I'm fairly certain it's related to Tom Sonlauter's video, but we had no other previous hate comments on that video. And they were just rude, straight up rude to be rude. And that's when you, as a content creator or as a business owner, you wake up to bad Google reviews for reasons that don't make any sense to you. You lose passion in that because you take that stuff very, very personally. And when you move that passion into a business, that is very, very complicated because you will often associate your personal well-being, your personal value to your business. And those of you that are business owners out there or are looking to start a business or understand and are shaking your head yes, yeah, it is one hell of a challenge to watch something that you are putting your entire value into not succeed in the way that it should, not perform the way that it should, right? But that's, well, shoulding yourself. No one ever wants to should themselves. So we look at, well, you know what? Let's use the Magneto X video because I did watch Tom's video. Jake says, I think I've watched every video made on the Magneto X. I'm very excited to see where magnetic linear motor tech goes in 3D printing. And that's what I said. We had someone just saying that I wasted 25 minutes of their life because we didn't show the printer printing, which means they didn't actually spend 25 minutes watching the video because we show it printing. But we talk about why we don't show it printing. We had someone say, why isn't it printing when you're filming? Have you ever tried to film around a functioning 3D printer? First off, this thing is loud. I'm pointing to where the Magneto X is. It's outside in my garage, but like it's loud and it's fast. So it's going to shake the table. Then we're going to get comments saying, look at how wobbly it is. No, I want a video that has like, it's like you'll never be able to keep everybody happy. And so I prefer to be a bit of a jerk sometimes and play by rule number 2. For those that don't know, there are 2 fundamental rules in life. Rule number 1, don't be a dick. That's rule number 1. That is always, always rule number 1 is don't be a dick. Rule number 2 is if you're going to be a dick, be a big one. But understand, you should never choose rule number 2. Somebody else must choose rule number 2, and then you have every right to choose rule number 2 as well. Right? When someone else chooses rule number 2, you are welcome to reply with rule number 2. If you prefer to remain in rule number 1, hey, that's your prerogative. But remember the 2 rules in life. And always remember that rule number 1 is how you abide. Well, those people chose violence. So I decided that I was going to reply. And then I just delete the comments. So they get the email showing that I replied to them. They can read what I said, and then they can't see their comment anymore. Why? Because that's rule number 2. I get to choose. You as a content creator, you as a business owner, get to choose how this goes. You don't have to let your audience decide how this goes. Remember, you have the ability to make things work the way that you need it to work. You just have to believe in yourself that you have that ability. Once you get there, buddy, it opens up. Now, you can't stop that hate from impacting you. You can't do it. It will eventually get through. But you can do your best in at least having a little bit of fun along the way. Yeah, as Max H says, golden rule. Golden freaking rule. And so finding that passion is about understanding that when you open your passion to the public, when you share it with others, not everybody's gonna be the nicest person on the planet. Often they tend to be a little bit angry. Why? There's various reasons, right? I could say, well, it's because I'm on the beta team and you don't have a printer yet. I could say it's because, I don't know, you don't understand what a beta test means. But I prefer to go by Hanlon's razor. It's the same way that we looked at the bamboo log files. It's all Hanlon's razor. approach scenarios as if it is Hanlon's razor. Now, you might say, Grant, do you mean Occam's razor? And I don't. I mean Hanlon's razor. Hanlon's razor is do not attribute to malice what can easily be explained by stupidity. So, if they say they watched the whole video and they say it wasn't printing, then they clearly didn't watch the whole video. Remember, do not attribute to malice what can easily be explained by stupidity. And we have to kind of treat that as a general rule of life as well. Because when people say things, it's often because they come from a point of unknowledge. When people are rude, it's because maybe they've had a bad day and you were just the target that they chose. When people make snide remarks for no other reason than they just chose rule number two today, maybe it's not because of you. It's just because of life. And so I will prefer to be cheeky. I'm not an asshole. There's a big difference, right? For most people, it's at least a few inches between their cheeks and their butthole. But, you know, hey, that's between you and yours, I guess. That passion is something that you must continue to reignite. And when that passion becomes a job, that passion has to be constantly stoked. You have to sit there and blow onto that fire. Keep it stoked. Keep putting fuel into it, no matter how tired you get. Because if you let that fire be extinguished, well, it's very, very difficult to bring it back. Mad Cat says, and by corollary, ignorance is not knowing. Stupidity is knowing and doing it anyway. I like that. And by corollary, ignorance is not knowing. Stupidity is knowing and doing it anyway. Honestly, isn't that like my entire Voron build at this point? Not knowing and doing it anyway. We're just gonna send it. Yeah, that's okay though. It's fun to learn new things on the fly. I could do my research and I could know everything that I need, but I don't necessarily have the time. So I will rely on the fact that I've built 3D printers from scratch before. I've self-sourced built 3D printers from scratch before. And I'll say, you know what? I'm going to send the Voron build. And if it doesn't work, I get mad at Steve builds on air. And it's fun for everybody. By the way, if you guys are looking for a stream to watch when we are done, you can go check out Steve Build's stream linked in the description. He's going to be live 1 o'clock Eastern. So in about 2 hours 45, I guess. No, hour 45. Steve goes on 2 hours after I do. And when we're done, any of you that are here, we're going to go over and we're just going to push into Steve's stream afterwards. So yeah. As my brother says, Hank Hill life. That's right. Don't let the charcoal people tell you that you need that extra smoke. You want to taste the meat, not the heat. And that's actually part of life. Understanding that life is more than just the heat. It's about the meat in life. Don't let the heat be the overpowering formula for you. Because if the heat is the overpowering formula, that is very quickly how you lose your fire, you lose your cool for sure, and then you have to call the wee-woos to help you solve a problem that you made for yourself. That is the fire department. So, this passion, right? Again, most of you that are here, passionate about 3D printing, and I think that's a very fair guess to make, right? Very fair guess. Those of you that are turning it into a business are realizing that there are so many little things that you don't understand or that you didn't expect that don't belong here, but are here. If you don't if you're not willing and ready to roll with the punches, right, and understand that you're going to have to take a hit or two, and you're going to have to get knocked down before you're able to start fighting back, because you have to understand how to take a hit to know how to throw a hit. If you don't understand how to take a hit in business, you're going to run into some rough times when it comes to actually putting rubber on the road, right? So what can you do? You can seek that inspiration. What brought you to this passion in the first place? What brought you to this hobby? What do you like doing, right? The best example of this to me is Courtney of Filament Stories, which is hilarious because she just put out a video of a product that we're making a video on too. It's some cool filament. Go figure. Of course it is. But Courtney is the perfect example of somebody that has a unique passion that is continuing to grow that passion. I've got to have Courtney back on. I know that they're currently going through a bunch of stuff, but we got to have Courtney back on the show. By the way, I am looking for either a co-host or minimally like guests that we can have on relatively often. The single shows are fun, but they're problematic for me just as much as they are for you. Because there's always, again, content creator thing where you have to constantly be, you know, up and talking. But if you do have a recommendation for a co-host, I'd love to bring somebody on that we can co-host with. But certainly, you know, people to come on as guests. So if there are any guests that you guys have or that you want, either leave them in the chat here or email them to me, youtube@3dmusketeers.com. Sanjay says, Grant is secretly an MMA fighter and he dances in the ring. I'm a dancer, or was a dancer. I'm not really one anymore. Injuries be what they are. But yeah. Never been an MMA fighter, I'll tell you that much. Your boy's too old for that crap. Certainly way too out of shape for that. But you have to seek that inspiration. Courtney knows that new filament inspires the hell out of her. But at the same time, Courtney is able to seclude that part of her life. It's in her basement, right? She does all of her filming in her basement with objectively the coolest carpet you've ever seen. They have bowling alley carpet in their basement. So it's like that glow in the dark bowling alley arcade carpet. It's freaking awesome. And I'm here for that level of cool. But like for me, I can't seclude what we do to a basement because basements aren't really a thing in Florida. We call them pools because they always fill with water because the water table is very, very close to surface level. It's a swamp here for the most part. But you have to seek that inspiration. And, you know, ever since I've been back on a plan of getting my body back together, right? I'm doing PT every week. For those who don't, I've been doing PT for a while now. I've been trying to go out dancing when I can, when I'm feeling up to it, where I don't feel as though I'm going to hurt myself. And I'm refinding my passions for that kind of thing because it's fun. It's conservation of angular momentum. That's all that dancing is. It's a math equation just with unpredictable variables, but it can be fun. The next one for me is getting back into kayaking. I am the traditional kayak owner, which means I have a kayak and I don't use it, but it's because it weighs 50 pounds and I can't easily carry it. We're trying to fix that. I'm trying to seek those inspirations for things that I enjoy. Because if all you do is your business, you don't have a passion, you have a job, right? It's a weird one. It isn't wasted bits of... Oh, isn't wasted bits of glow-in-the-dark prints? Oh, it might be. It might be. But yeah. So when we try to turn that passion into a business, right? It is more challenging than you think. Because it goes from being, I do it because I want to I do it because I have to. We have problems there. Because as soon as you are now forced to do it, it stops becoming a passion and it becomes a requirement. passions and requirements are not normally the same. And while the saying goes, do what you love and you never work a day in your life, I love what I do, but I work every single day and I work all the time. Like, all the time. And as Texel3D says, we're setting up a design and print studio, and the engineering side is understood. The sales and marketing, not so much. It is something that I find is almost unilaterally true across all makers, is that they're great at making stuff. They really suck at talking about it. It's a problem that we have, and it's why we've been trying to find someone to help be the back-end voice of the channel, the person to go and find, like, sponsorships, companies to fly us out to go do filming with them, you know, basically to handle the side that I'm not great at, which is being very adamant about us being experts and that we are the best and all of that. Because I know that I'm not an expert. I have to tell people that I am, but I know I'm not an expert. Because anyone that calls themselves an expert and truly believes it is lying to themselves. Because if you think you're the expert and your name is not Adrian Boyer, you're not an expert. You're just not. Not in this industry. You might be a subject matter expert in a very particular subset. Like, for many years, I was the subject matter expert for full color 3D printing. And in fact, I'm helping companies right now all around the United States get their full color 3D printers back up and running. But am I the best person? Maybe. For 5 years in a row, I was, because we were voted best in the world for 5 years for full color 3D printing. So people still find all the Reddit threads where I talk about it, where I talk about having the software that very few people have, and they ask me for it, and I send it to them. And as Spurluck says, you never call yourself an expert. You let others do that. And that's where the problem lies. Those of you that own businesses, those of you that have asked others for reviews, recommendations, someone to stick their neck out for you, okay? It is so much harder to get someone to leave a positive review than it is to get someone to leave a negative review. And so that's why it's really hard to find that individual to be your champion. And so often a lot of business owners, us included, fake it. Here's how we do it. You guys know my cat, right? They don't check that I have a cat. And because they don't check that I have a cat, oh, then Victoria can easily be the person that they communicate with, when in reality, they're just talking with me. But because I can put that person in between, I can more easily talk about myself because it's coming from somebody else. It doesn't feel as though I'm tooting my own horn. Those of you that are able to properly market yourself, and I'm looking at Liz, because I know Pez Liz, she was in here. Liz is one of the best that I know at doing this. Liz is not only good at championing others, Liz is very good at championing herself. And she does it in a way that builds an audience and doesn't make her look arrogant. Because it is very easy to have you look arrogant when you say, oh, I'm an expert, or, oh, I'm all about this or all about that. Liz has that formula figured out. And it's something that I've always tried to figure out myself. 33i says, there's an old quote that only a fool thinks they are wise. Yeah, right? Those of you that understand where you fit, you understand that you're certainly not the dumbest person in the room, but you're probably not the smartest either. And if you are the smartest in the room, it's time to find a new room. That's where passions start to grow again. When you realize, I've hit it. I've hit that level. Because once you hit that level, you find a new room. And often that can mean you can either find a new hobby, you can find a new passion, or you can find a new subset within that passion to continue growing it. it's not as easy as it sounds, because a lot of people will just get stuck saying, I'm the smartest in the room. I don't want to do any better. That's where creator burnout comes in, when they realize they figured out the formula and it's no longer fun. When it stops becoming fun, your passion dies with it. The reason it's a passion is because it's fun. As soon as it stops becoming fun, it's not a passion anymore. It's a business. And so if you don't give yourself full permission to change your mind, to change your opinions, to say, I was wrong, I was right, this is a little bit different than I expected, then you're not going to grow. You're not going to find that passion. It's why my father, he comes on every Father's Day, by the way, for those that want to meet him. He talks about, because he's a college administrator, been a college administrator for decades. And he says, there's great methods to going to college. You can major in what gets you a job, but minor in what you love. That way you still get some experience in what you love, but it's not going to keep you from getting a job, right? And often people need to, well, be focused on what gets them a job more than what they love. Because immediately what you love, you might not be good at to get a job, and you need enough time to get good enough at it to do it professionally. But often, if you set that goal too far, and you're not willing to kind of move those goalposts a little bit, because you have to be able to move a goalpost. If you can't move the goalpost a little bit, and you set unattainable goals, you will just fall into depression, which is another talk that we should probably have, likely with Nick Ange, who is both a maker and a therapist, which is super, super awesome. Nick is a great guy. We've talked with him before. If Ahmad wants to link it, they're more than welcome to. And so Liz says, I share what I learn sometimes as I'm learning it. I love that Zombie reaches out to help other people because he loves the hobby and wants others to enjoy it too. Bingo. See, I want to point out the exact rhetoric that Liz just used. She spent one sentence each, but the amount of time that she spent talking with herself is about a quarter of her entire statement. The rest of that statement was talking about somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a masterclass on being able to talk about yourself. If you utilize others as well, champion others alongside of you, it becomes a better scenario for all parties involved. A rising tide lifts all benches. Be the person that moves the tide up. Move that tide. Champion others. Retweet stuff when you see it. Tell people they did a good job. You see a creator whose video you like, share it. Share it with other people. Tell others. Because we often like to build communities, but we don't recognize the amount of impact that one individual can have on a community. And as Spurluck says, be a little empathetic, damn it. Pip Arnus says, if you do something because you love it, you'll be more motivated to keep doing it without being an expert. Yeah. Yeah. The people that call themselves experts are the ones you shouldn't really pay attention to, right? I will say that I know what I'm doing, like I did in the 6-month bamboo video. I know what I'm doing when it comes to fixing printers, right? Like I'm pretty good at it, right? Am I an expert? Probably not. But am I better than the average 3D printer user? 100% I am. And that's because I've been doing it for 15 years, now 16 years, right? And I challenge myself every single week. And we do a video series called Print Fix Friday, which is literally just me challenging myself to help others. That's all that video series is. Challenging me to think out. I do that every week. Every single week. We have not missed a week since we started it. I think we just hit 130 weeks. Like, we're coming up on 3 years pretty rapidly here. And so we run into a scenario. Am I still streaming? Yeah, something's up with YouTube. Are we? Okay. Yeah. YouTube's being weird. And so I do that as a way to help give back to the community, because I recognize that we are getting new people here every single day. And if all they find are the Facebook groups or the random Discord servers, they're going to find a lot of toxicity. And if they find someone that's willing to help them out, no matter how simple the problem might be, then I would love to be able to help them out. I think it is awesome to be able to share your passion with others. And it's why I love creating videos, because it allows me, my passion to be shared with other people, no matter how big the audience. Sure, I want as big of an audience as possible. It's a business. Hello. But at the same time, if we don't have an audience, or we have an audience of one, I will still share it. And as Karen says, find a group you love and make it home. And I know one of Karen's big groups is Wexter's Discord. Wexter and his community are incredibly welcoming. And while I have had plenty of disagreements on that server, the one that I can always look to is Pete. Pete and I will often disagree. Shirtle3D. One of the mods, link Shirtle3D in the chat for me. Pete and I often disagree about things because my use case and his use case are very different. But the cool thing is, we never get upset at each other. We present our positions and we can see it from each other's side. And it is super awesome. I love when someone can challenge it and say, hey, remember, not everyone is doing business like you are. Not everyone is dealing with ITAR. And it's because of communications with Pete like that, that I've adjusted the way that I discuss certain things with 3D printers that we look at. We look at it from both perspectives, and we make sure to notate both perspectives, where we say, this is from a hobbyist perspective, because I'm still a hobbyist, and this is from a professional standpoint, where I'm also a business professional in this industry. And that is directly because of Pete, one individual who disagreed with me and presented a good enough argument in a constructive enough way that I said, you know what? You're right. We need to do it. And that's what I love about certain communities. Other communities will call you an absolute hack, send you emails that will cause you to have security issues, and just generally be pieces of utter garbage. Why? Because for some reason they chose rule number two. Pete actively chooses rule number one. He's real, right? There might be a little two in there, a little mixed in too. But if you operate with rule number one, homie, the amount of good that you can get out of people that are being critical, not hateful, critical, is so amazing. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And so part of that is the setting of the goals, right? I like to set realistic goals. I will set a goal that I know we can hit. Then we'll set one that is maybe possible. Then we'll set a third one that's a moonshot. And we work for the moonshot, but we celebrate the small wins, right? We're about to hit, well, about. We're about 5% away from hitting the meme, the 42069 subscribers. And I am hoping to do some sort of like live stream for the 42069. And if I'm, it'd be really funny if it could happen April 20th, even though we're going to be at Rocky Mountain Rep Rap that day. It'd be really cool if that's when we cross the 42,069 subscriber point. But that would be a goal that is mildly attainable. Hitting the 42069 is guaranteed as long as we continue to create content. My moonshot is 100K by the end of the year. It's not technically impossible, but it's going to require us to produce better content. Content that not only I like, but also converts. And we're at this point where I make videos because I like to make the videos. They don't always convert. So I have to remove some of my passion of making those videos and make videos that will convert. Because unfortunately, that is what it is. That is the requirement for us to continue growing in a parabolic motion. This time last year, we were getting 5,000 to 10,000 views every 24 hours. We were getting like 1,000 subs a week. We're not getting that anymore. Now, I think that was a bot or something picked up the channel and we got like an ass load of views over the course of a couple of months. And then it just died off. And we went back to normal. But I want to figure out why that occurred, understand how it occurred, and be able to replicate it, right? That replication is what's important to me. But setting those small goals and giving yourself those tiny wins is what keeps you from having the burnout. If you go through burnout, listen. Stop, collaborate, and listen. And Vanilla Ice was actually somewhat relevant in talking that specific way. Stop, collaborate, and listen. The best way to avoid burnout, collaborate with others. Work with others. Do stuff with others. Because if you're only in your head all the damn time and you can't get out of it, you're gonna burn out and you're gonna lose your passion. So, stop, collaborate, and listen. Listen to your audience. Listen to what they say. Get that feedback. Request the feedback. Whether your audience is on YouTube or it's at markets where you're selling 3D prints in person or it's business to business, ask what you can do to make it better. If you don't, you never know what you can do to make it better. So, remember, stop, collaborate, and listen. And if you do that, you can actually stop burnout from happening. Vanilla Ice is a philosopher, and you had no idea. Let me see the, I gotta see the rest of the lyrics to that song. Because I wonder if there's more than that. Ice is back with brand new inventions. Something grabs a hold. No. Yeah. No, I mean, I would say that his first kind of set there, Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Grab a hold tight of something and you need to go with the flow. Grant is showing that he's a Florida man. That's a stretch there, Florida man. Oh, and yes, the entire legal battle of that bass line is truly amazing. I absolutely love it. Was there a reason behind the limp syncing they use? I don't know. I don't know. Vanilla Ice stealing from Queen. I don't like where this is going, Karen says. Look, I'm just saying. It's a good piece of advice. Whether you want to hear it or not, right? I find that when I'm starting to burn out, like I'm starting to burn out on doing solo shows because it's a lot of work for one person. I would like to have a second host or do guests more often. If we have a second host, I want to make sure that I'm adequately compensating them for their time. But if all we do is just split the revenue of these podcasts 50-50, we don't actually get a lot of money. We will lose money, but I don't know what I can do to bring in the right guest or the right host. Nero would be an awesome co-host, by the way. I just don't know if he's kind of willing to go through all. There's a lot of time. There's a lot of time investment involved with it. But yeah, I know that I'm kind of getting to a point where I like doing long shows. And the longer you stream on YouTube, the more value you get because your stream is shown to more people, right? But I know that I could do this topic in 15 minutes. I know I could do it. It would be a very, very like, you know, this is the list. This is how you do it. This is how you find your passion. End the video. But we're not a motivational YouTuber like that, right? I want to have more of a conversation with you guys. It's kind of where I'm at. Pip Arnis says, a community creates something greater than some of its parts. Yep, it does. As long as you're in the right community. And we've talked about toxic communities in the past. And I love on the video where we called out toxicity that we got toxic comments in the video. And I'm like, you do know that you're the problem, right? Also, we need a few more likes. At 69 viewers and we don't have 42 likes, I'm going to need some more likes on this video. But yeah, it's like, if you're not in the right community and you don't know that you're not in the right community, how do you know that the right community is out there? It's this understanding that if you maintain a small bubble around your passion and you don't kind of reach out of the bubble every now and then you will probably find that you limit yourself, you know? You want to go... So, let's say that you're in a Creality Facebook group, okay? The Creality Facebook group, you don't just want to stay there. You want to find the Discord servers. You want to go join servers for your favorite creators, right? Go join Wexter's Discord. Go join Fotis's Discord. Go join Zach Friedman's Discord. Steve Builds maybe has a Discord. I don't know. I'm not active in a lot of the Discords that I'm a part of. I want to be, but it's a time thing, right? The 3DP Rescue group on Facebook. I tell them I refuse to do crap on Facebook. I hate Facebook. But I will be happy to participate in the Discord. Because, well, that's where I hang out with my friends. I think Facebook tends to err on the side of problems more than good. And so I will say that I will go where I want to interact with people. Don't be constrained to what others say for you. Because if all you do is listen to the dissenters and not to people that are championing you, you will constantly be changing without having a knowledge of why you're making that change and for what reason. Clearly, I have to join Steve's Discord now because I didn't know. But I also recognize that I can only be active in a few Discords at a time, right? This one's going to be harder than you might think, but it's be patient and kind to yourself. Finding a passion is about being patient, right? You will not be Mr. Beast overnight. If you want to be a content creator, you will not be Mr. Beast overnight. Statistically speaking, it's not a zero chance. It's a non-zero chance. But you have a much higher probability of winning the lottery. We have a much higher probability that stingray is an actual immaculate birth than we do of you becoming Mr. Beast overnight. We have a much higher chance that acorns are put on the list of deadly weapons here in Florida than we do of you becoming Mr. Beast overnight. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't work toward that. But you have to be patient with yourself. You have to be patient and understand that I wanted to be at 100K last year. It didn't happen. And I have to be willing to understand that's not going to happen. In December, we were at like 30K. I'm like, yeah, ain't happening, right? There's not a way. Statistically speaking, it's not going to be possible. Is it technically possible? Sure, it's technically possible. And while there is a chance, you must be kind to yourself and be patient and understand that it's not going to happen overnight. And if it does, whatever you did, lather, rinse, and repeat. Okay? If you found a formula that works, do it. I find that a lot of creators that I enjoy watching, I don't enjoy watching for their production value. I enjoy watching them because they clearly love what they do. And so I'm trying to go more toward that. For the first time in a while, I was able to record stuff that we 3D scanned. We just 3D scanned a 2024 Mercedes-Benz GLS 450 AMG. It's a big SUV. Not my cup of tea. Had a $96,000 sticker price, if you're wondering. And I recorded the whole thing on a GoPro. I didn't even use one of the Sony cameras that I normally use. I want to try out GoPro. I was able to buy a Hero 7 Black for like $60. I was very happy with that purchase price. And I bought it, I threw it on my shoulder, and I used my Artek Leo to scan a car. And we ran into problems. I talked about the problems. I filmed a very kind of nasty, quick, edity style video that at some point we will release. There's going to probably be some work up to it than the actual content, than an outro. But it shows how we do what we do. It's not often we get to do that. And my goal is to share that passion for how things work, why they work, and how it works for us with you guys. Is it going to convert? I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to be doing an audio series coming up where I take you into a room of my house that you've never seen, my audio room, that is currently in a state of disarray, but we're working on it, where we're going to basically utilize 3D printing to make what is a spare bedroom in my house a ideal place for me to relax and eventually for me to move this podcast into. I don't want to do it at my desk all the time. I want to do it on a more professional looking set. This is my work desk. This is where I work every day. I want to be able to separate some of what we do for the YouTube channel and what I do every day for my day job with 3D Musketeers, if I can. Mad Cat says, for me to look behind the camera. But yeah, that is something that might work or it might not. I've got 8 videos planned for that series that include everything from 3D printing acoustic tiles to 3D printing parts for my speakers and even 3D printing speakers. It's a thing. Kit says Audio Room will restore 37 speakers. No, no. I currently have speakers that I'm trying to sell in another room that I do need to get rid of. So if anyone's in the Tampa Bay area and wants a beautiful set of Polk Audio SDA compacts with some spare drivers, let me know. Because it's in great shape. I made my own interconnect cable. It's not the stock interconnect cable, but they work. I made an interconnect cable using a quarter-inch guitar cable. Like what you would use to plug a guitar into an amplifier. So I did modify the speakers because those interconnect cables are insanely expensive and they don't always work. So I made one myself. Works great. So anyways, I want to do more practical 3D printing. And I think that that's part of what our goal is going to be. Show you the passion that I have for producing products that make sense. I don't mind that people want to print dragons and that kind of stuff. I don't care. But I don't get passionate about that. I get passionate about making things that function properly for me, right? Like the, where's the screen? Clearly it's gone. Like the screen cooler that I made for the field monitor that we film with, right? I loved making that. I was passionate about that. I like fixing and solving problems. So we're working toward it. We're going to show you guys how we do it. Part of the deal. Difference Engine says, testing the functionality of 3D printer acoustic panels would be awesome. I'm not convinced the math works on some of the designs out there. I'm not either. I'm not convinced it will work either. And that's why I'm going to put it up against some Owens Corning 705 and 708, I think. Is it 705 or 708? I know 705 is some of the stuff I have. I might also have 703, but I have like dedicated acoustic insulation. Like I own some. A buddy had some left over from his sound room, so I took the scraps. And so we're going to compare it up against like that level. We're going to compare it up against the tiles that you can buy from Amazon. And we're going to reach out to companies that produce real acoustic tiles. And we're going to compare it. Now, I don't have the world's greatest microphones right now. I'm probably just planning on using Zoom H1Ns. I will go down the path of binaural audio, which is a microphone in each one of my ears. So you hear what I hear, right? You hear it through my head, if you will. And we're going to look to hopefully get some sort of more professional grade studio microphone that we can actively use. I have a Deity. V3 Pro that might be good in there too. I have a couple of other shotgun mics which might be good in there too. And we're going to mess around. That is truly where I want to be, because that's my passion, is just enjoying life. You know, I want to be able to enjoy the life that I have. I think everyone should too. If you don't be patient and kind with yourself, you will lose that passion fast. Difference Engine says, I'm an architect. If you tell me how to contact you, I can get you some samples. YouTube at 3dmusketeers.com. It goes directly to my inbox. So if you want to reach out to me for some reason, YouTube at 3dmusketeers.com. Jake says, 3D print an entire building. If it was legal in Florida, I would do it. It is not currently legal for me to do it. But dude, 3D printer, 3D prints, 3D printer, 3D prints, 3D printing business. That's a YouTube title, my friend. That's a YouTube title, but we have Dade County win ratings here in Florida. They're a little bit different. So, yeah. RGL Motorsport says, I do listen to the series more on Spotify. This is actually the first time catching it a live video, and that was just by chance. Well, hey, I'm glad that you listen one way or another. I will say, RGL, if you are only listening on Spotify, you have currently missed a week. Spotify lags the main YouTube channel by a week. So the video that you're hearing and listening to right now and watching will be available on Spotify next week. Monday is when I release last week's episode. So last week's episode was all on, let me see, last week was Staying Fluid. That will come out tomorrow on Spotify. This will come out in a week. Steve Connor Shover says 6mm thick printed gyroid infill space 12mm off the wall. Yep. Splunk says 3D printed doghouse or chicken coop. I refuse to go down that path because that's how we end up having an ass load of chickens, and I am not here for that. I like the fact that Victoria is relatively self-sustaining, that she doesn't need a bunch of my attention. Chickens do. We also have a coyote problem out here. You can hear them at night. I haven't been able to see them, but I'm worried that if I had coyotes, I would probably not have chickens for very long. And Amber absolutely fits the bill for being one of those like chicken girls, right? That like all of a sudden does the chicken math where she goes out to Rural King and oh, they had a deal on a dozen live chicks. And of course they don't always last. So she bought 2 dozen. Now all of a sudden I've got, you know, 15 friggin' chickens. I don't know what the hell to do with it. And I've now grown attached to them and I can't bear to turn them into lunch. Anyways, I'm not potentially looking at a traumatic experience with chickens. Amber's actually more likely to bring home like an alpaca or a goat than she is chickens. But yeah. Gregory Pfeiffer says 15 chickens and not a tick on the property. I saw our black racer that hangs out around the house yesterday. This snake has lived on our property for years, and I see him every spring. It's the spring now for Florida. Okay. Bear with me. And, he's long. He's about 4 feet at this point. That's why I don't have a mouse problem. I don't have a field mouse problem, because I got a snake that hangs out around my house all the time. We live in harmony. It's good. It works. We might do a 3D printed cat house, but it's kind of getting away from that season where having a heated cat house would make sense. But yeah, we will certainly look at doing more practical 3D printing products, as those are more fun for me. They're more fun for me. Kit says, make yourself a gabion wall for the yard. What the hell's a gabion wall? Oh, okay. That's just a wall with stones inside of it. I mean, we could. But yeah, you got to find what your passion is, dudes and dudettes and things in between. None of the above. You gotta find your thing that gets you up in the morning and says, I want to do this. Because if you don't find that inspiration for that passion, you're not going to find the passion. That can be a challenge. I do want to do a 3D printed cat wheel, but I don't know if Victoria would ever use it. And it would piss me off to go through all that work and she not use it. So, I don't know. I'd love to do more cat-centric videos. But sometimes Victoria gets a little bit, like, you know, antsy about the stuff. And I'm going to say this last one. And I mean every ounce of respect that I could possibly... If you need help, get it. If you need professional help, get it. Having a therapist is okay. There's nothing wrong. That doesn't make you crazy. It makes you normal. It makes you normal to have a professional that you talk to. If you are going toward trying to find a passion, if you are working toward finding what you love, having a professional to talk to help you through some of that can be so helpful. And whether it is just someone that you meet with once a month as a check-in, or that you meet with once a week or twice a week if you need it. And I understand that the cost, especially in the United States, is high. There are methods out there to get therapy for relatively affordable, especially if you have low income. You can look them up. It's okay. It is okay to need help. I know that it's hard to ask other makers. I know that it's hard to ask your fellow makers. I know I have a challenge doing it. Because we're the type of people that like to solve our own problems. But yet we're much better at solving the problems for others than we are at solving our own issues. So let's fix that problem. Get help from professionals. It's okay. It's totally okay. And so part of that professional help will also be to teach you to be patient and kind to yourself. Because most of us aren't. Most of us aren't. So, yeah. It's difficult to be easy on yourself. It's very easy to be hard on yourself. Especially if you are the supposed breadwinner of your family. Or you live alone. It's very difficult. And so that's where diversification of revenue streams comes in. Don't just be a YouTuber. Don't just be a business owner. Don't just anything. The word just, I don't like it. I've never liked it. When people use just to describe something to us, they have no idea the amount of effort that it takes. Oh, you just have to do that. Yeah? Well, then why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Because if it was just that easy, you could do it. Don't get mad at me because I'm charging for my expertise. Don't get mad at me because I'm trying to build a business. Because people will. Oh, it's just that. Okay, then you do it. You take a couple of years to learn now Fusion, not Fusion 360. You take a couple of years to learn Fusion proficiently to a point where this makes sense. And then you go do it yourself. Oh, you don't want to do that? Then you can pay me. Be great. You will find that happens in any industry. No matter what the industry is, it happens. It is okay. Don't be mean to those people, for they not know their own actions. They don't understand it. And so instead of being mean, educate on what actually is required. That education is what is important. Because without that education, they'll go do the same thing to the next person. The next person, and the next person. Our job as people that are passionate is to share that passion with others. Normally, that comes in the form of some level of education. It's life. It's life. Gregory Pfeiffer says BetterHelp is a fantastic app that adds convenience and therapy in the same location. BetterHelp has been surrounded by some controversy, at least previously. I don't know if they've kind of cleaned up their game now. I'm trying to remember the affordable... let me see if I can figure it out. Because there's a way. I forget what it's called. to find affordable therapy. There's a website, OpenPath. OpenPath Collective. That's what it's called. All right. So I'm going to share a secret. I'm going to share some secrets with you guys. This website is amazing. If you are trying to find therapy that's affordable. Oh, it was HIPAA violations. Okay. OpenPath, you can find therapists on there that work with OpenPath, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. Okay. Federal nonprofit. And they help connect people that need help with therapists that are looking for patients. You can find therapists for much less money on OpenPath than you think. If you are ever worried about finances for being able to afford therapy, OpenPath is a way to do that. If your insurance doesn't cover it, most insurances do, by the way, but if your insurance doesn't cover it for some reason, work with OpenPath. It's free. It's free. It costs you nothing, and it can help you find the help that you want that fits your needs. So when I was looking, I have found ones that I like. I have a therapist that I love. Great guy. But I looked for therapists that were also solo practitioners. I looked for therapists that had a geeky side to them so that they may understand where I'm coming from. I looked for a therapist that said in their, you know, description of what they do that resonated with me personally. And yeah, it was great. So they don't pay me. I don't want their money. I want them to help more people like you. So OpenPath Collective, go look at it. It's free. Dr. Phil, not even close. No, I'm not even a doctor. I have a master's. I don't have a doctorate. But if a school wants to give me a doctorate, I'll be happy to have people say, no, it's Dr. Posner. Are we still streaming? I got some weird stuff going on. I don't know. Are we experiencing buffering? What the hell's going on here? Oh, yeah, my internet's messed up. Okay, cool. Thanks, Spectrum. Cool. All right. So, and yes, Dr. Posner is my father. That's correct. So, is your passion worth turning into a business? Depends. I would often argue that your passion is not worth turning into a business unless you are ready, willing, and able to lose that passion to the labor that is a business. When you turn that passion into a business, it becomes a necessity, not something that you do because you want to. That will often lead to burnout. And, well, if you're dealing with burnout, remember the great philosopher Vanilla Ice. Stop, collaborate, and listen. And to deal with burnout in general, talk with others, therapist, get help. It's okay to ask for help. Nobody, if anybody ever judges you for getting help, they are not your friend. They are not a part of your life. If somebody judges you negatively for getting help, that's what you give them. That's what you give them. You give them the middle fingers because they're not worth it. Because they don't understand that sometimes you need a little help. Sometimes you got to go give yourself that little snack that you want, the little treat. Reward yourself. Set realistic goals. Because if you don't do that kind of stuff, you burn out. And that sucks. Someone that's burned out before, it sucks. You don't want to find yourself in that. Yeah, I am dropping packets like a bad habit, it looks like. Do we get a call Spectrum again? Let's see. Let's send a ping test. Oh yeah, our ping times are bad. 500 milliseconds. It's a latency issue. Fun times. Fun freaking times. Got to love it. Anyways, life is what it is sometimes. Don't be afraid to try new things. don't be afraid to go outside of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to try. If you basically are afraid to try, you're guaranteed to lose. Guaranteed. Right? Wayne Gretzky and Michael Scott both say that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And it's true. And I can understand the value of someone saying, well, if I don't take the shot, I won't fail. I will just miss. Right? If I don't do the thing, I won't fail at it. And I often find myself speaking like that. And that's bad. That's bad self-talk, okay? You need to really work toward recalibrating. You need to change the steps per millimeter of your brain stepper motor, okay? You got an extrusion issue. Well, that's only if you go to Taco Bell. What is it? Have you tried leveling your bed? When was the last time you trammed your bed? All right? Next time on 3D Musketeers, we put a BL touch on my bed and we see how level it is. I'm not going to do that. That would be a funny-ass April Fool's video, though. Do we do it? We were going to do the chicken nugget for April Fool's. I don't know, man. I don't know. And while you can learn from failure, as 3D Medic Vince says, at the same time, if all you do is constantly fail, it's a very easy way to get kind of tired of doing it, right? And so that's why setting those goals that are easily attainable, so that you can reward yourself with that, hey, I made it. And if that is, I didn't commit murder today, then fine, let that be your goal for the day. I don't know. Set small goals and work toward making them better. If you work those small goals into the big goal, it becomes easier for you to attain those larger and medium goals over and over and over again. Move the goalpost. If you can get through a week without yelling at your boss, then set it for the next one for 2 weeks, then a month, then 6 months. Who knows? By the time you finish it all up, you'll have gone a week without hurting people. Or a year. Setting attainable goals is important, and rewarding yourself is important, right? I like to do a little bit of a nicer meal on Fridays, something that I can kind of reward myself with getting through the week with, you know, getting through another week of work, getting a good client. Anytime that I get a good client, right, or a new piece of work or a new job that's going to pay us well, I like to reward myself a little bit, right? Because that's hard work that is because of myself and the team, right? When we fail, we have an all-hands meeting for those that were associated with the failure. And we say, all right, this is what happened. Why did it happen? How do we keep it from happening again? Simple. Simple, simple. And if we continue to do that, we keep winning. Attention with 10,000 steps. Well, Edison's a bit of a patent thief, so Nikola Tesla for the win. Jose Ferreira says, I'm a winner, 56 years without yelling at my boss and not murdering anyone. I can't say that I've made it my entire life without yelling at a boss. I can't. It's what got me written up at my old job. I yelled at my boss for something I feel still completely justified in yelling at them. And I was more than happy to take that write up. 100%. Totally happy to take that write up. But you have to understand that you got to do things for the right reasons. I stood up for myself for the right reason. I got written up for it. I'm okay with that. Gregory Pfeiffer with the $20. Thank you, sir. Says, congrats on no mer today. That's actually a hefty goal for a Florida man. It wouldn't let me put the whole word. Would it really not? Huh. Interesting. And as Mike from Nettle Machines Win said, sometimes bosses need to be yelled at. And, you know, Victoria yells at me all the time. So, yeah, sometimes bosses need to be yelled at. You know, she yells at me when she can see the bottom of her food bowl, even though there's still food in it. She yells at me when I get rotisserie chicken, but she doesn't get any. So she always gets rotisserie chicken. Apparently, super chats don't like mean words. Well, okay. Sorry. Well, thanks to the super chat anyways, dude. You're super awesome. Super awesome. Winslow Joy says, a post-failure all hands should not be limited to only those involved. Someone not involved might have insight to help. That's fair. I don't know if I want to call full-on hands meetings like that all the time, though. I worry that that would be irresponsible use of some people's time. That's always been my reasoning. It's like, all right, let's bring those together involved. Let's discuss why happened and how we can stop it. Huh. But I guess when we have a failure, it's public within the Discord, the company Discord. It's not like we hide it from others. But you're right. I don't call the whole team. That'd be a very expensive meeting, but if it can help, it helps. I don't know. Might have to try that. We'll see. Huh. Yeah. Thomas says, isn't she the boss? I mean, technically, I'm the president. Right? Technically, I'm the president. The cat's the director, marketing director of HR. That's what the cat does. So. We always do share. Right? We have a channel. And I'm going to read the channel name off directly so you guys can hear it yourselves too. It's called Lessons Learned. We have a channel called Lessons Learned. And in it, I have conversations that I've had, like first client conversations. And I talk about what occurred, what I thought, what I could reasonably tell they thought, and what lessons have I learned. We have a individual that works with us who is former military intelligence, and he is great at helping me better understand what body language means. Now, in some cases, it's super simple to figure out the body language, right? Super, super simple to figure out the body language. But in other cases, it's not. So he helps me out where I need it. Yeah, we're dropping packets pretty seriously. Crazy. Freaking YouTube. Well, having those good people is really valuable. And you have to be willing to share success and failure. I don't know if I've ever shared failure videos with you guys. Like, I mean, beyond Print Fix Friday, but things that we've tried that never made it off the cutting room floor. I mean, if you support us, you've likely seen a bunch of fails. By the way, we had a vote in our Discord about this. We are going to start posting more outtakes from videos, and it's going to happen once a month. We're going to do a big, like, Print Fix Friday cut edition where we take all the cut fails out, and we put them into one video, all the interactions with the cat that occur on camera, because that's a lot. There's a lot of interactions with the cat that occur on camera, and any, like, funny, weird bloopers that don't make it into the regular videos, we're going to be putting into, like, a once a month big video that we release. So that is only going to be for people that support us financially, but it's just something we're going to be putting together. Greg does want to do a cat treat review. And so if we're going to do that, which I'm open to, we got to find a way to integrate 3D printing into it. If we can find a way to integrate 3D printing into the cat treat review, great. I will do it. But if we can't integrate 3D printing, I'm not so sure. Also, is the live stream, like, buffering like crazy for anybody? Because on my side, it is. So that's a little bit weird. But anyways, I would say that this might be a pretty good place to call it. Finding your passion is incredibly valuable. D But you have to recognize when a passion is becoming more than a passion. So, if you take your time and you really do your research, you set those small goals, you seek that inspiration, you reflect on the things that you love doing, you can combine interests into one, giving yourself permission to change your mind, setting those small goals and reaching them, and then setting larger ones and reaching them, getting help when you need it, seeking feedback when you can, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You will be incredibly successful in finding your passion. That's all I got, guys. That is where we're going to call today's video. We are going to send you over to Steve Builds. Just give me just a second to do that. I'm going to send you over to Steve Builds. I always forget where the hell that is in here. But we're going to send you over to Steve Builds. You got that redirect. Gonna put in Steve Builds video. That one. So, enjoy hanging out with Steve. That is all I have for you guys today. Make sure to leave a like, get subscribed if you're not. That's all I have for you guys today. Stay safe out there. Oh, by the way, we might be changing this to run at noon because Steve is not live yet and we almost never run into Steve's stream. So I might change it to noon so I can dump you guys right into Steve's actual live stream. So we might change it to noon. I think that actually works out well. I got to talk with Steve to make sure because I don't want him to think that I'm like trying to step on his toes. I want to work with everybody. Okay. Anyways, stay safe out there. Don't forget to call your loved ones. And as always, keep making awesome. Be kind to yourself, damn it. Have a good one.